Throughout this Easter season, I have spoken quite a bit on the second reading, and that was always the reading from the book of Revelation, or the book of the Apocalypse, as it's also called. I'd like to again return to the second reading for this Mass, but today it's a reading from the letter to the Hebrews. And it's a reading that isn't the easiest one to understand. Maybe a few explanatory comments will help. We don't know the author of this reading, or the book of the letter, or the letter to the Hebrews. But what we do know is that it was written to Jewish people who had converted to Christ. It was written so that they might be strengthened in their faith, and that they might come to a deeper understanding of the faith that was theirs. Today's passage uses the imagery of sacrifice. It talks about the high priest. It's important to understand that in Jewish worship, once a year, called the Day of Atonement, the high priest would offer sacrifice of lambs or goats. He would offer sacrifices for his own sins, and then he would also do that for the sins of the people. And on this day, and only on this day, the high priest could enter into the Holy of Holies. That is where the Ark of the Covenant was kept. That was seen as the dwelling place of God on earth. And so he could pass through a very heavy material veil and bring with him the offerings, the slain animals, the blood. That was the way of offering to God sacrifice and atonement for sins. Now, what the author of this letter is trying to do is trying to show that Jesus is the great high priest, and that Jesus has offered a sacrifice for the sins of all of us, but not the blood of goats or sheep. But he offered his own blood. He gave his own life. And that he has passed not through a material veil into an image of heaven, but he has passed himself into the heavens. That he has taken his great gift with him. And that now animal sacrifice is no longer needed, because the great sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice, has been offered to God. And we have been freed of our sins. We have the hope of eternal life. If you go to the gospel reading today, you'll notice right at the end, after Jesus ascends into heaven, it says those apostles were filled with joy, and they returned to Jerusalem. You would think that would not have been a joyful moment for them, because this Jesus that they had known and loved, this Jesus who had taught them and gave them a totally new way of life, was leaving. He was gone. Why were they joyful? They were joyful because they began to understand that because of what he had done, they had hope. They had hope of life forever. And that he had given a meaning and a value to their lives that would last forever. You know, so often we are caught up in trying to give meaning and purpose to our lives. You know, we do it by, if we can be successful, if we can be well known, or if we can live in a nice house. But those things all pass away. But But he gave a meaning to them and to us that can never be taken from us. As long as we stay in this baptismal relationship that we have with Christ Jesus our Savior. That was the source of their joy. They knew, they understood that now their lives were changed. They had hope of life forever. They could live forever united to Christ in the kingdom of heaven. You know how it is when you are bubbling over with joy. You know, when somebody gets engaged, it's pretty hard not to start telling everybody about it, right? When you have a new baby, you want the world to know. When we're joyful, we want to share that with others. That's what happened to those early apostles. They had encountered joy, a joy that was far deeper than anything they'd ever experienced, and they couldn't contain it. They were out there telling everybody about it. They wanted to share their joy. That's what you and I are called to do. We are called to know the joy that can be ours in Christ Jesus. A joy of knowing that our lives have purpose and meaning and value that will last forever. And that we are filled with hope. You know, when Jesus ascended into heaven, his time in ministry was over, at least in his physical person. Now he ministers through us, his body. And it is our task to share that joy, to bring the joy that is ours in Christ Jesus our Savior to the world around us. It's not going to necessarily be by the words we speak. It's going to be much more by the joy and the quality of our lives. Is the joy we have, is the hope we have, contagious? Can people look at us and say, that guy has meaning, or that lady has meaning and purpose in her life? I want to know what that's all about. To do that, we have to come to a deeper knowledge of Christ Jesus our Savior. We have to know that we are living deeply in union with him, that we are one with him. And if that begins to happen, our joy, our hope, our meaning will become contagious. People will see us and say, he has, she has something that I want. I want joy. I want hope. I want meaning. And they can find that in Christ Jesus our Savior.